Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Geronimo Peñat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bryn Smith. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bryn Smith. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Sutko. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Armstrong. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Armstrong fires to first and picks off Gilkey. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Doran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Doran moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Doran moves to third. Morris moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran tags and scores. Morris tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Neill hits a line drive beyond second. Peña can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Morris scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes O'Neill. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. O'Neill steals second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Larkin, who tags Thompson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Sutko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sutko hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Armstrong strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry juggles the ball. That's an error on Perry. Doran moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morris hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doran scores. Morris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sutko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zeile hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cardinals, 3, Reds, 3. Milt Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Sutko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutko is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutko strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Armstrong is 0 for 1 in the game. Armstrong hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perry hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. O'Neill chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Sutko fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sutko. Smith scores. Lankford goes all the way around to score. Perry moves to third. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Tim Leina now pitching. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Doran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive for a single. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Sutko and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Leana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Bryn Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sabo hits a line drive beyond short. Smith can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Neill moves to third. One out. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Glenn Sutko. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Neill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tim Leana. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Winningham takes first base on ball four. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Joe Oliver now catching. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Gilkey. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a line drive towards first. Morris catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Carpenter now pitching. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. 1 out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sabo strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Brown now pitching. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia pinch hits for Chris Carpenter. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alicia. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Mariano Duncan pinch hits for Keith Brown. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Doran moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.